Caring wisely for widows and widowers in seasons of vulnerability. Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. One of the most emotionally complex seasons in later life is widowhood. When a husband or wife dies, the surviving spouse is not just dealing with grief. They are often facing a sudden shift in identity, daily routines, decision-making, finances, social life, and spiritual questions about the future. In the Bible, widowhood is treated with deep seriousness and compassion. Scripture repeatedly calls the community of faith to care for widows and widowers with dignity and protection. James 1:27 says, "Pure religion and undefiled before our God and Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction." Web but caring wisely for widows and widowers involves more than sympathy. It requires patience, discernment, and respect for the person's agency. If you are the surviving spouse, this season can feel disorienting. You may suddenly face decisions that your husband or wife used to help manage. The house may feel quieter. Daily routines may feel empty. Even small things like eating dinner alone or going to church alone can feel painful. At the same time, grief is not the only emotion that appears. Some widows and widowers also experience relief if caregiving had been exhausting. Others feel fear about finances, housing, or health. Some feel lonely in ways they did not expect. None of these emotions mean something is wrong with you. Grief is not a straight line. If you are the adult child, you may feel protective. You may worry that your parent will become isolated, make rushed decisions, or be vulnerable to financial scams or manipulative relationships. Those concerns are understandable, but they must be handled carefully. Your parent is still an adult image bearer before God. Widowhood does not erase their dignity or decision-making authority. The goal is not to control their life, but to support them wisely during a vulnerable season. This is where the Organic Humans Framework reminds us that every aging person is a whole, embodied soul. Widowhood affects the body, the emotions, the mind, relationships, routines, and spiritual life all at once. Ministry Sciences also reminds us that grief has relational and systemic effects. Families must adjust together. In practical terms, families often help widows and widowers by focusing on three areas. First, stabilizing the first months after loss. Major financial, housing, or relocation decisions should rarely be rushed during early grief if they can be delayed. The surviving spouse may still be processing shock and emotional exhaustion. Second, protecting against isolation. Loneliness can quietly deepen after the funeral and the initial support fades. Church connection, friendships, family visits, and community involvement become extremely important. Third, respecting the widowed person's pace. Some people need long periods of quiet healing. Others gradually rebuild social rhythms. Neither pattern should be judged harshly. Ministers, chaplains, and Christian life coaches should also pay close attention here. Widowhood is one of the most spiritually sensitive transitions in life. People often ask deeper questions about God, eternity, forgiveness, regret, and unfinished relationships. Later life is not a meaningless waiting period. Even after deep loss, a widow or widower may still have ministry, testimony, prayer influence, and relational wisdom to offer. Isaiah 46:4 reminds us, "Even to old age, I am He. I will carry you." Web God's care does not end when a spouse dies. What not to do? Do not pressure a widow or widower to move on quickly. Do not rush major financial or housing decisions immediately after the loss. Do not assume loneliness automatically means something is wrong spiritually. Do not treat the widowed parent like a fragile object rather than an adult. Do not disappear after the funeral and assume everything is fine. Instead, families should walk slowly, support steadily, and keep communication open during the long season of adjustment.